Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to helping those that have been ghosted. It's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Leslie. So you went on a date with Peter, went to the Domain, and then nothing. What happened?
He just dropped off completely. You know, we talked a little bit, and I thought everything was fine a few days after the date, but then he just completely stopped texting back.
Tell us about Pete.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's got washboard abs. He drives a nice car. He's got money. He's one of the first guys I've gone out with that actually has money.
That's awesome. You'll do whatever it takes for this one not to get away, huh?
No one ever just says, like, he's rich.
Right.
Like, usually try to say, right, like, you know, he does well.
That's funny.
He's good at his
job.
He has
rich.
Money.
Hot and rich is a good combination.
There you go. Especially during this time.
Yeah, because you could find guys that are wealthy, but very rarely are they wealthy. And hot. You know what they call them, the 30,000 heirs, you know?
And what's funny, you know, the old guys, like, girls will date because they have a lot of money. And then when girls try to clean them up and they look ridiculous, like wearing like 20-year-old clothes and they're like 60. I've seen that so many times and it's so obvious.
Well, I tend to dress much younger than my age.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, shut up.
Booker's wearing Abercrombie & Fitch right now.
So,
I mean,
I've thought about this a lot. At what point do I start dressing age appropriate, or do I just never?
Dude, you dress good.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, can I wear ripped jeans at 60?
Well, good thing you're not close to that.
Yeah,
and
good
that's what I was gonna say. Like, you can start by at least buying one pair of jeans that's not ripped. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you already have 20 pairs of ripped jeans. Like, maybe change it up a little bit.
No, when you're officially old is when Booker patches all those rips. He comes in with patches all over. Like, what happened to you, age, bro?
All right, hang on. Leslie's giving us Pete's number, so we're just gonna call him and figure this out, all right? We'll get to the bottom of it for you last. Hang on. Mm-hmm.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Man.
I went straight to voicemail.
No joke.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Dang, Peter.
Oh, here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Pete?
Yes, who's this?
Hi. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7. We're on the phone with Leslie for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. You got a quick second you can talk to us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's excited.
Thank you. We're just trying to help out Leslie because she reached out to us for a little unbiased mediation here to try to find out what happened. And she had very complimentary things to say about you, first and foremost. She also said, though, that after what she thought was a really nice day, you have not spoken to her. So we're here just to kind of mediate. Leslie, you want to say hi?
Oh, hi. Good to hear your voice, finally.
Well, all right. Well, this is cool.
So not to put you on the spot, I know this is really uncomfortable and weird.
I like him.
Just trying to kind of mediate a conversation between the two of you. Leslie said that you were a very cool guy, and she just wasn't quite sure why, after what she thought was a nice date with you, you just kind of vanished.
All right, well, let me just lay this out there.
Yeah, please.
So, like, we went out to dinner, Yeah. All right. Everything was going great, actually. And she's, you know, I don't know if she talked about the conversation or anything like that.
Nope.
Things were going great. But then somebody accidentally spilled wine on her purse, and she freaked out, like, you know, like yelling at the other person, screaming at them. And I was like, look, it's just a little bit of wine. It's not that big of a deal. Just trying to laugh it off, right? Mm-hmm. But she just kept going on the other person. And I was just like, whoa, like, that is just ridiculous. It was an accident, all right? She didn't do it on purpose. I was just totally turned off by that. Totally turned off by that.
I spent money on that purse, okay? I worked hard to spend money on that purse. The fact that you don't think it's a big deal, like, what?
You don't talk to people like that. That was just rude. And it was a huge turnoff.
Pete, with all due respect, are you always this aggressive, or is this just a...
That's what I was going
to say. I'm getting defensive here because, like, no, she was extremely rude, and maybe I'm being a little upset by it, but I don't know what she said, but she obviously didn't lay out the entire truth.
Okay, so Leslie, let's address this for a second here.
Well, imagine that you're sitting there, minding your own business, having a nice dinner, and then some idiot just drops a glass of wine on your bag.
All right, Pete said it was an accident. I mean, I understand how you would be upset about it, for sure.
Accidents happen.
In a situation where an accident were to happen, one would be a little bit less upset, I think, than someone who actually did it on purpose.
Have you ever had a Balenciaga purse?
No, not personally.
I mean,
because
I've got three at home.
You know how important it was.
I mean, yeah, it sounds important, but it's just like one of those things. It's like if it's an accident, you can huff and puff all you want. I ain't going to fix it, you know?
This is why I have like one expensive purse, and then I never take it out because I'm so scared.
Is it
about
that Louis
like
clutch that you've had for 15 years?
Design hasn't changed, man.
That's true. That's a very good point.
It'll be worth something one day.
This reminds me of when I was in New York with a best friend of mine, and we were at a club, and my buddy bumped into a girl that was dancing, and she spilled red wine all over her shirt. And she looked at him, and she was like, oh, no, you didn't. And he responded with, girl, you know you got that Old Navy anyways. And we got kicked out of the club. It escalated really, really fast.
Well, there's a big difference between Old Navy and Balenciaga. I mean, that is a nice purse, and I can understand why you would be upset about it. But Pete, that was really the reason because, you got to understand that she would get frustrated by someone spilling wine on a very expensive purse, right?
Right. No, and that's totally fine. I understand why somebody would be upset. But when you just lash out like you did on somebody, like that to me is just a warning sign of things to come. And I just don't want to deal with that.
Right.
Okay. Wow. All right.
It means you can't handle me.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know if there's anybody out there to be able to handle you, honestly.
Wow.
I don't think they're going out again, are they?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, definitely hear you, Pete, but it sounds to us like there might be something more to this than just her getting upset over her purse.
Yeah, you know, and I probably got a little too upset at her getting upset, but like, man, like I work in finance and I see how people spend money and how much they waste money on stuff. So
okay,
it's just something that gets me.
So there's always
upset.
Like another layer. You know what I mean? When someone is that upset about things, there tends to be something underneath that's causing that. So, all right. Well, we got it. And we really appreciate you coming clean and being honest and helping Leslie kind of figure this out and close the door. And now we can move forward. So good luck to the both of you.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.